Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Baugan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Hola Marty, vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Baugan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Baugan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
El 15 de septiembre abrimos las puertas de todos nuestros centros para que nos conozcas y descubras todo lo que podemos ofrecerte para mejorar tu inglés. Además, podrás participar en el sorteo de un curso de inglés de 3 meses para adultos, un curso de inglés para niños, 10 cursos online y material de aprendizaje Baugan, masterclass, pruebas de nivel, charlas informativas y más actividades. El día 15 de septiembre, ven a conocernos. Las plazas son limitadas, es imprescindible la inscripción. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
Do you Baugan?
The show with no name. We are back. It's 11:30 on Thursday, and we are full of beans. To be full of beans is to be full of energy. That's right. We are full of beans here on the show today. And with me, as always, your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One ho or another.
That's right. That's right, folks. You know it. You know it. It is time for today's... Well, I don't know. What do you want to do? Juanjo, ¿qué te apetece? Ah, yo creo que Double Trouble, ¿no? Es un poco la hora... Poco va siendo la hora un poco de Double Trouble. All right, folks, it's time for Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is.
I said double, double trouble, double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, folks. That's right. You know it. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. All right. Well, folks, Double Trouble is a section where we look at words with double meanings. I give you a translation and you guys can participate on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. All right. So, folks, here it goes. It's today's Double Trouble. Good luck to you.
Saltaron de alegría porque tienen un bebé. En su casa, o en casa, you would say here, right? In English, it's en su casa, right? O en casa. Bueno, te lo dejo en tus manos, lo explicamos después. So, saltaron de alegría, que es un poco frase hecha aquí, ¿no? Porque tienen un bebé en casa. Now, I dedicate this one to my friend Robert Loyal, Roberto Leal. He's on España Directo, and he'll be hosting Operación Triunfo very soon. Y ya queda poco para que venga al show. Estamos poniendo su inglés al nivel. But he's going to come to the show and hang out with us this year, definitely. Robert, if you guys don't know him, follow him. Es un crack de persona, sevillano, well, from a little village in Seville. And a lot of great things are happening for him. Muchas cosas están pasando ahora para él. And you know what? He's one of these people that deserves it, que se lo merece. So Robert Loyal, bueno, yo le llamo Robert Loyal, se llama Roberto Leal. But I dedicate this one to him because his wife and him just had a baby. And, well, yo les llevé jamón al hospital. So, hey, guys, that's the best gift you can bring to somebody who just had a baby. Because they couldn't have jamón for weeks, months. And all of a sudden you bring them some... Don't bring the Navidul 1 euro stuff, guys. You got to bring the good... I mean, remember, this person has not eaten ham, Spanish Iberian ham, in 9 months. That's torture. So we'll dedicate this one to Roberto, okay? Because I taught him this in a WhatsApp the other day. In WhatsApp, dijo, ¿qué significa eso? Pues ahora os toca a vosotros aprenderlo, si no lo sabíais. Saltaron de alegría porque tienen un bebé en su casa. All right, if you guys know the translation with the double usage, using one word twice, let us know on Twitter. And, well, of course, we'll see how you guys do. Also, I wanted to remind you guys, recordaos, that tomorrow, now this is, ayer me equivoqué, 2018, this is September, con mayúscula, September 15th, 2017, tomorrow, at Vaughn, at all our different offices all over Spain, we have an open house, puertas abiertas. Now, what does this mean? This means you can just come in, hang out, receive a master class, possibly win some different prizes, regalos que vamos a sortear, and ask questions, find out about all kinds of new things, meet some of our personalities here on the radio. So I want to urge you guys to, if you can attend tomorrow, si podéis asistir mañana, do it. It will be worth it. Valdrá la pena. It'll be worth it if you participate tomorrow. Participate. Come. But, guys, you have to confirm your attendance. So go over to our website, grupovaughn.com, and see if we have one of our locations near you. Uno de nuestras delegaciones, one of our locations. Nosotros decimos a veces en inglés ubicaciones. And, you know, in Bilbao, in Valencia, if all of our listeners, wherever you guys are, Barcelona, stop by, haznos una visita. And the worst thing that can happen is that you'll learn some English. Lo peor que va a pasar es aprenderás inglés. Lo mejor, pues ganarás un curso, harás amigos. You know, this is how that'll work out. So, guys, I urge you to come. That's tomorrow. And it'll be the 15th, Friday, the 15th. Of September 2017, and it's from 5 to 7 p.m. And go to our website, Grupo Vaughn, to confirm. All right, because I'm sure, they just want to know how many people to expect because, well, you know, if there are hundreds and hundreds of you, I guess they need more prizes. Más regalos, right? So let them know. And if you guys can make it, si podéis asistir, do it. Do it. It's free. And if it's free... It's for me. All right. Well, folks, we are looking at today's double trouble. Let's see if anybody figured this one out over here. Ooh, Mr. House's nice try. Oof. They jumped of joy. I think that's the literal translation. Not bad. Right? You got the right idea. The word we're looking for here is joy. Okay. The word that doubles up is joy. J-O-Y. Right? Like joya slava. All right. Carla says they jumped out of joy. Yeah. Es poco forzado. Let's see. Don Manuel, they jumped for joy. Esa es la que buscaba. Es frase hecha, ¿eh? They jumped for joy. Saltaron. De hecho, yo iba a decir, saltaron por la alegría. Right? So, David Houses, I understand your mistake. Because, claro, quieres poner la preposición que tú usas en tu idioma, pero... No siempre es así. So we say in English, write it down if you made a mistake, to jump for joy. Saltar de alegría. All right, so la parte de saltar es igual, jump. No jump, jump. So they jumped for joy because they have a bundle of joy at home. So the first person to get it perfectly, word for word, verbatim, exactly what I have here. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Don Manuel. Also, Alexis right there behind him. Also, Baynat as well. So great job. A lot of you guys were right there. Casi. Almost. Just a little problem with the prepositions there. So let's review it. They jumped for joy. They jumped for joy. Eso es también. Si te llamas Joy, que es un nombre también en los Estados Unidos. Hay mujeres que se llaman Joy. Saltaron para Joy. Pero no, aquí estamos hablando de felicidad. So they jumped for joy, right? They jumped for joy because, or cause, me encanta que Jester puso el cause, lo que decimos nosotros, because they have a bundle of joy at home. Okay? Now, or in their house, nos dijo Baynat, right? So, a bundle of joy, un fardo, un paquete de alegría. That's what we call a baby. It is a cute, como una forma mono de decir un bebé, right? So, oh, congratulations on your new bundle of joy, right? Bundle, bundle se escribe, right? A bundle of something. Look up the word. It's a great word. And no te lo aprendes como bundle of joy, sino bundle of joy. Para nosotros eso es un sonido. Bundle of joy. Bundle of joy. So they jumped, and hey, I told you, I dedicated this one to Roberto, right? So, yeah, guys, anybody who, if you have a baby or if you had a baby, there you go. You need to know this one. Bundle, or someone you know has had a baby, which that is everybody. So, congrats on your new bundle of joy. Oh, you must be so happy with your new bundle of joy. Tu nuevo bebé. Right? Tu fardo de felicidad. Now, I'm sure parents will tell us that it's not all joy. No es todo felicidad. Especially, when you have to change their diapers, when they wake up a million times in the middle of the night. I'm sure that part is not fun. Right? But there you go, folks. Excellent job. Un aplauso, Juanjo, para nuestros oyentes. Great job, amigos. Really, really great job. They jumped for joy. Because they have a bundle of joy in their home or in their house or at home. All right. So there you go, folks. Excellent one. Bundle of joy, a baby. And to jump for joy, con una preposición diferente en la que usas en español. Pero, mira, yo lo aprendí. Mira, David Houses and those of you who made the preposition mistake. Cuando yo lo leí, también digo, qué raro, saltar de la alegría. No es por la... So you see what I mean? You know why we think it's weird? You know why we make the mistake? Because we're thinking every language has to be like our language. I do the same thing, right? That's why I spent 30 years of my life saying estoy caliente, cuando quería decir tengo calor, right? Until somebody corrected me. I don't know why they waited so long. I guess it was funny. Me imagino que se reían con esto, right? So there we go, my amigos. Excellent job. It was not an easy one today. I have to say, yesterday's was a lot easier. This one, I made you sweat a little bit. But you guys rose to the challenge, as always. All right, well, folks, we've got to keep moving along. Remember, in 20-some minutes, less than 20 minutes, we're going to be broadcasting live on Instagram. Vais a ver a Juanjo, que está guapete hoy y todo. Bueno, todos los días está guapete. Pero hoy está súper guay. Luces esa cara de jueves hoy. So that'll be in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to connect on Instagram Live. So make sure you're going over to Instagram now and following me. It's Alberto_Alonso. And check out my stories. Mira los mini clases, historias que pongo. Okay? And, that said, I think we can solve our challenge on the app. Tenemos un reto por la aplicación que tenemos que resolver. ICU stands for ICU. ICU. So you guys were there to fill in the blank. ICU stands for Intensive Care Unit. Remember I told you it's the opposite? You say UTHI. Well, we say ITHU. But we don't say ITHU. We say ICU. Right? So you should know these ones. Esto te puede salvar la vida. Right? Where's the ER? Emergency room. Where's the ICU? Intensive care. Right? Si estás en un momento que te estás atragantando, ahogando. Well, primero no podrías decir nada si te estás atragantando. You can only do this. So, yeah. Man. But, hey, You never know. In some moment you call 911. Eso es otra que hay que saber. En Estados Unidos estás ahí, no es 112 o 112. It's 911. Right? You tell somebody, call 112, quick! They can say, what? What is that? What is that? I don't understand. 112, what is that? Right? So you got to know these things that could save you. And CPR, right? What is CPR? Cardiopulmonary resuscitation. But nobody says cardiopulmonary resuscitation. O sea, que hay que aprender las 20 o 50 siglas que usamos. Algunos de medicina, algunos de la oficina, algunos de uso común. Oh, my God, OMG, right? Me parto, LMFAO, right? There it is, folks. Great job. Let's see what percentage of you guys got it right. Nice. Ahora sí, 86% of you guys got it right. ICU stands for Intensive Care Unit. Intensive Care Unit is the correct answer. All right, so I don't know. Let's give them another challenge on the app, Juanjo. Let's see if they can beat 86. ¿Tú crees que pueden superar 86%? Yeah, Juanjo bets on you guys. Don't let him down. No le decepcionáis que apuesta por vosotros. Okay, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. D-O-B stands for. D-O-B stands for. O sea, fill in the blank. What does D-O-B, D-O-B, what does D-O-B stand for? And if you know it, well, folks, you can let us know on the app. And in the meantime, I think I want to do a little challenge on Twitter. So this way I got you guys, you know, working all over the place on the app, on Twitter. So I think we can do a section where we look at literal translations. It's named after one of my books. It's this section is The Mill.
¿Estáis preparados? Comenzamos la primera ronda. ¿Cómo se dice vaya tela?
What fabric?
¿Cómo se dice cómo está el patio?
How's the yard?
¿Y por si las moscas?
For if the flies?
¿Cómo se dice el mundo es un pañuelo?
Oh, I know this. The world is a handkerchief.
Y para terminar, esto es la leche.
This is the milk.
Creo que mejor vamos a por otro concursante.
This is the milk. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. This is the milk. All right. Well, let's see what we've got then, my amigos. The way this section works, this is a fun section here because what I do is I give you a literal translation. I tell you a sentence that you would never, ever hear in English in a million years. But in Spanish, it means something. And so I want you to do two things here. You can tell me what the expression is in Spanish, although I already know it. Ya lo sé. Si no, no pudiera preparar esta sección. So really, really, the information I want you to give, and this is what I love about this section, is we always get so many wonderful answers and so much variety. Dilo conmigo, variety. Esta palabra cuesta, ¿eh? Variety. Variety. We get so much variety in your answers. So let's see. Let's see what wonderful answers we get today. Now, in Spain, you guys say to make good crumbs. To make good crumbs. Now, we don't use this in English. It sounds ridiculous, in fact. So how would we say this in English, right? How would we say this in English? I don't know, folks. Oh, I do know. Obviously, I know. But I want to see if you guys know how to say this, right? To make good crumbs, all right? When you meet someone, say, hey, how did it go? ¿Cómo fue? ¿Conociste a esta persona? How did it go? ¿Qué tal ha ido? And you say, in Spanish, we made good crumbs. Well, tell me in English how you would say this silly expression in English. We made good crumbs.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com y hasta final de mes con un 50% de descuento. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Oye, pregúntale al mago del sombrero y la barba blanca, ¿qué es eso?
Mago blanco, ¿qué es eso que se acerca?
Es algo muy grande, algo muy antiguo que estaba olvidado, pero que siempre vuelve. Un monstruo terrible.
¿Qué es?
Es el sentimiento de culpa del mes de septiembre. Es esa sensación de que ha pasado otro año y tu nivel de inglés sigue igual. Ese remordimiento de septiembre es el típico me tengo que poner.
¿Septiembre? ¿Pero qué dices? Si aún estamos en verano.
¡Está llegando! ¡Corred, insensatos!
Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y empieza ya a mejorar tu inglés con el método Vaughan. Unas clases que te retan y te sorprenden para que saques lo mejor que llevas dentro y mejores de verdad tu inglés. Vive en persona la pasión de los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama a 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
That's right. Well, what a great time we're having. In less than 10 minutes, we're going to be on Instagram Live. So make sure you guys catch the final half an hour of the show. You can watch it instead of just listening. And tomorrow, as I said, we'll be with Sose Castro doing a Facebook Live. So tons of fun, tons of reasons to follow us on social media, not just myself, but Vaughn, my colleagues, and guys, you won't be let down. No estaréis decepcionados. In fact, you'll learn English and you'll have fun. That's the whole idea. So, my amigos, as always, we've gotten some wonderful, varied answers, right? The word we said, variety, y variado is varied, right? Or a wide range, una gama amplia, a wide range, right? All right, so let's take a look at some of the answers. Now, the literal translation was to make good crumbs. Now, to make good crumbs, hacer buenas migas en inglés es nada, cero. Bueno, a lo mejor si eres panadero, right? Now, crumbs can come from anything. Crumbs can come from cookies, potato chips, right? But breadcrumbs es pan rallado. No, we say migas de pan. Nosotros llamamos pan rallado, migas de pan, breadcrumbs, breadcrumbs, right? Y el verbo is to bread something. If you make a chicken fillet, un filete de pollo, you can bread it, right? Puedes empanarlo. Nosotros, bread, pan, empanar, same, right? Same word. So that one's easy. But we don't say to make good crumbs. That's something we don't say. Okay, we do say, let's see some of your answers, in fact. Manolo gives us to hit it off. Pues es justo, es la primera en mi lista. Así que Manolo, great job. To hit it off. So when you meet someone and you have an instant chemistry with that person, where you say, este y yo nos vamos a llevar bien, esta y yo nos vamos a llevar bien, ya se nota. You could say, we hit it off. Hicimos buenas migas. We hit it off. No lo aprendas como tres palabras, pero
tanto como un sonido. We hit it off. Did you guys hit it off? Oh, yeah, we hit it off. When I met my wife, I mean, we were friends first, but we hit it off. From the beginning, we understood each other. We respected each other. Later, we fell in love with each other, right? But at first, we hit it off, right? I hit it off with her brothers, sus hermanos. I met my brother-in-laws before I met my wife, and we hit it off. Hicimos buenas migas. Great one, Manolo. Now, express is to get along. Sure. Now, to get along es como lo decimos en mi país. We got along. Nos llevamos bien, right? Now, this is a little bit different, though. Because to get along es nos llevamos bien, puede ser después de dos meses. Now, we get along. Ahora nos llevamos bien. So, it's similar, right? But hit it off means from the first moment. See? You get along doesn't have to be from the first moment. In fact, get along can be negative. Why don't you and your sister get along? ¿Por qué no lleváis bien tú y tu hermana? So just be careful. And to get on is como le dicen en UCA, right, in the UK. To get on or to get along with someone. Okay? But again, that's llevarse bien. Esto es llevarse bien desde el primer momento. ¿No? Como química instante. To hit it off. Okay? Laura says to get on. Well, exacto. Jaster gives us one. I love this one. This is another one I was thinking of. Y esta, para que veas, esto es raro, porque los americanos decimos to get along. Pero para esta expresión se puede usar ambas en los Estados Unidos, al menos. He oído ambas. To get along like a house on fire. Or to get on like a house on fire. Esto significa también hacer buenas migas. So the two most native expressions are to get on or to get along like a house on fire, como una casa en llamas, que es rarísimo, pero sí que lo decimos. Bueno, vosotros tenéis algunas muy raras también, right? To get on like a house on fire or to get along like a house on fire, right? Yo lo diría, fíjate, más natural para mí es get on like a house on fire. Pero si digo me llevo bien con alguien, diría get along. Para que veas, como es parte de una frase hecha, para mí me sale mejor el get on. Y he oído quizá más to get on, like, we got on, en pasado. Nos llevamos hicimos buenas amigas desde el primer momento. Bueno, desde el primer momento es redundante, ¿no? But we got on like a house on fire. So there you go, folks. Let me see if I can find any more to hit it off. A lot of you put to get along with, to get on with. That's great. Sure. We made friends. Right? Pero también eso no tiene que ser desde el primer momento. Right? We hit it off, Ángel Fernández. A lot of you guys got it. So, Juanjo, un aplauso. A nice round of applause for all of our listeners. Excellent job, amigos. Excellent job. It wasn't an easy one. I know it wasn't an easy one, but, you guys showed me once again how creative and how different each of you are. Because, some of you put to get on like a house on fire. Some of you put to get along like a house on fire. Some of you put to hit it off. In fact, several of you put to hit it off, which for me, can I tell you something? To hit it off would be the one I use the most. Why? We hit it off. Y lo bueno de hit es como hurt. Hit, hit, hit. Ya lo tienes. Dominado. La conjugación. We hit it off. Right. We hit it off. Hicimos buenas migas. You know the best way to practice this, guys? I'm sure in your life, some of your best friends right now, you guys hit it off. Hicisteis buenas migas, right? Desde el primer momento hubo química. There was chemistry between you. We say it too, chemistry as well. All right, so excellent job, folks. In this section is the milk. Well, right now we have to head to a commercial break. But the great news is when we come back, we're going to be live on Instagram. So if you want to watch the show, get that 3D aspect of the show today, well, you'll have to tune in on Instagram as well. It's Alberto_Alonso, Alberto_Alonso. And tomorrow, remember, Facebook Live with Sose Castro. What a great week it's been, our first week back. Guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Z
Si juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una buena noticia, tus hijos no tienen que pasar por eso. Apúntalos a Club Junior, aprenderán con un método ameno y exigente que les motiva y despierta sus ganas de aprender inglés. Vence a los antiguos métodos con Bauga. Tus hijos tendrán la oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Bauga?
El 15 de septiembre abrimos las puertas de todos nuestros centros para que nos conozcas y descubras todo lo que podemos ofrecerte para mejorar tu inglés. Además, podrás participar en el sorteo de un curso de inglés de 3 meses para adultos, un curso de inglés para niños, 10 cursos online y material de aprendizaje Vaughan, masterclass, pruebas de nivel, charlas informativas y más actividades. El día 15 de septiembre, ven a conocernos. Las plazas son limitadas, es imprescindible la inscripción. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan? Sin Baugan.
Venga, Manolito, que tienes clase de inglés. Manolito, vamos para el coche.
¿Con Baugan?
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre. Y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Baugan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com. ¿Do you Baugan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
It's the show with no name. That's right, folks. We are learning English, laughing and having fun here on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One ho or another.
That's right. Juanjo or another. All right, well, folks, as always, we're having a great time here on the show today, and I can't believe it, but guys, it is officially Thursday afternoon. Thursday con mayúscula, and literally afternoon. Well, why? Because noon was 2 minutes ago. Noon, N-O-O-N, is mediodía, right? So afternoon, en culturas anglosajonas, afternoon is literally después de las doce de mediodía. This is why in Anglo cultures, we don't say good morning a la una, sabes, a la una o a las dos. Here, as I said in Spain, a la una y media, te vas a una reunión. Buenos días. I'm like, buenos días. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? So it's officially afternoon, porque es después de las doce. It's a logical word in English. And if you pay attention, English is full of logical words. All right, well, folks, I just want to remind you, we are broadcasting live on Instagram. So hello to everybody who's tuning in on Instagram right now. Always a pleasure to have everybody on board learning English and having fun with us on Vaughan Radio. So Instagram, if you guys want to get on board, you can do it right now. It's Alberto_Alonso, Alberto_
Alonso. All right, and well, we've got a lot of stuff still to do on today's show. We've got a challenge on our app. Descargaos la aplicación, si no lo tenéis. Download it now. And I want you to fill in the blank. All right, the app is Vaughn Radio. Para los que estáis en Instagram y no lo sabéis, la aplicación es Vaughn Radio, Vaughan Radio. And you can participate in this challenge. D-O-B stands for, no? D-O-B stands for. D-O-B, D-O-B significa, pues eso te toca a ti. What does D-O-B stand for? Okay? So if you guys want to participate, download our app, our free app for your smartphone. All right? And hello, tons of comments coming in from our amigos on Instagram. Great to have you all on board with us today. All right, well, we've got a lot of stuff still to do on today's show with no name. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
Folks, it's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And this is where we learn English with some of the coolest and most popular movies in the world. And, well, this is a, oh, man, this is a great movie. These are great characters. No digo más. I'm going to shut my mouth now because I have a tendency to give it away. You know this one? De los Chili Peppers. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Well, to give away is regalar, right? But in the case of a test, un examen, piénsalo, es soplar, because estás en inglés regalando la respuesta. Shh, don't give it away. No lo soples. Nosotros decimos no lo regales. Same idea, right? Shh, don't give it away. And all you have to do is listen to the Chili Peppers. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Cool Chili Pepper song. Y fijaos cómo no toman pausas entre el give, el it y el away. ¿Por qué? Porque no hemos aprendido nosotros ninguna vez. Es give, luego es it, y luego ponemos away. Así no aprendemos idioma. Un nativo aprende. ¿Cómo? Give it away, oyéndolo. Right? It comes in through your ear. It doesn't matter what it's spelled, how you spell it. You learn that after. Eso se aprende después. Right? How did you learn your own language? Did you learn it by spelling and then speaking? No. Speak and then write it down. Okay, that's what we're learning English for, to be able to communicate verbally, I imagine, right? So, great. Wow, so many. You guys are flooding me. Que rima con blood. Blood y flood riman. Buscamos palabras que riman a veces cuando nos confundimos con la pronunciación. Flood, inundación, and blood rhyme. So we are flooded with comments here on Twitter and also here on Instagram Live as well. So thank you so much to everybody for tuning in. All right, well, here goes a little scene from a popular movie, and I want you to tell me if you've seen this scene. Toma homófono, si habéis visto esta escena. If you've seen this scene. All right, tell us the name of the movie on Twitter. Those of you guys on Instagram, remember, we participate a lot on the show on Twitter. It's at I'm Alberto Alonso, arroba IM Alberto Alonso. Okay, here we go. What if somebody had died? That's on you. What if you had died? That's on me. I don't need that guilt on my conscience. I'm going to need the suit back. For how long? Forever. I'm nothing without this suit. If you're nothing without the suit, then you shouldn't have it. All right? Suit, traje, otra palabra que la gente dice sweet, right? Sweet es dulce, and suit es traje. Piensa, imagínate la palabra traje en inglés sin la I, right? Just think of that word as suit, S-U-T. Maybe it'll help you. Hey, if visualize the way the word sounds, and then later, I already know that you know how to spell suit. Sé que todos sabéis deletrear la palabra suit. Lo que me desconcierta es cómo lo pronunciáis. Sweet, 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 y sweet. Vamos, que sweet, que venga, que sweet. Olvídate la I. Que desaparezca. Get rid of that I. Right? Suit. All right, let's go through it one more time. Fairly new movie. Fairly recent movie, okay? And he goes, what if somebody had died? That's on you. And what if you had died? That's on me. I don't need that guilt on my conscience. I'm gonna need the suit back. For how long? Forever. But I'm nothing without the suit. If you're nothing without the suit, then you shouldn't have it. All right, now I see our winner. It seems like our winner's on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, Ana Javier! Now, Ana Javier, let me tell you something. This is the first time somebody has won one of our challenges on the show, on the show with no name, on Instagram. So congratulations. That was monumental over there. The movie, let's see, on Twitter, you guys have got it as well. Let's see. Yes. Our first person to get it on Twitter, Express. And the movie is Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming, which is the latest, right? The latest Spider-Man movie. Now, I want to look at this really quickly. Latest versus last. Okay? We don't know if it's the last Spider-Man movie. No sabemos si es el último. Sabemos que es el último que ha salido, que sería the latest. O sea, the last no salen más. The latest puede que salgan más, pero ese es el último que tenemos. Right? So be very, very careful with that one, because you don't know how many times I've said, did you get, to have you heard Taylor Swift's last album? I go, oh, is it, she's not making any more? Right? So be very, very careful with that last versus latest. And this is the latest. We don't know. Maybe it is the last. No sé cómo van la secuela y todo eso. But I do know that that a lot of people make that mistake. So make sure you're not one of those people and that you don't fall into that trap. Okay? Now, it's Spider-Man Homecoming. Do we say Spider-Man? Okay, because you know what happens every time I hear a Spider-Man? I think a spider dies somewhere. Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. People don't like spiders. Well, it makes my ears bleed. Me sangrean los ojos, right? Los oídos. All right, so let's take a look at the dialogue from Spider-Man Homecoming. All right, now the scene is between Tony Stark, Iron Man, right? Tony Stark. Now, cuidado, la palabra Stark en inglés significa algo. Now, Stark, as with many, many superheroes, many, many characters, their name means something. Now, Stark, when we talk about terreno, no, landscape, we're talking about escueto, desnudo, no hay nada, right? There's nothing there. That territory, that land is stark. But when we refer to a person, we mean that that person is harsh or extreme. In Spanish, I think you would say duro, riguroso. And what is Tony Stark like? What is his character like? He's stark. Listen to him in this scene. O sea, que si sabes el nombre del superhéroe, Iron Man, Tony Stark, pues ya sabes cómo decir extremo, o como lo dicen aquí, duro, riguroso, austero, right? And that's his character. He's tough on people. He's stark. Tony Stark. All right? So Tony Stark, Iron Man, is talking to Peter Parker, who is Spider-Man. And he says, what if somebody had died? All right? Esto es el had más el participio, right? This is what we would call the past perfect. Si quieres llamarle por su nombre. Da igual cómo se llama. Lo importante es que sepas usarlo. Right? That's, again, going back to, remember the grammar to forget it, right? So what if somebody had died? ¿Qué si hubiera muerto alguien? So what if somebody had died? Now, the good news about this, let me tell you the best news about the, because it sounds horrible. Oh, my God. It's the past. Perfect. Oh, my God. Guys, you know the present perfect. He comido, he ido, he visto, he tomado, I've eaten, I've seen, I've taken. Okay, pues cambia el I have por el I had. Y ya está. Usamos el participio igual. So if you already know the structure of I have más participio, pues cambia el have por el had y lo tenemos en pasado. Right? And we use this also for reported speech. I told them that I had been there. Le dije que habría estado ahí. Right? I get confused with this habría, hubiese, right? So let me see if I've got it in Spanish. Ahora me vais a poner a prueba con el español. What if somebody had died? ¿Qué si alguien hubiera muerto? O había muerto. O hubiese muerto. I need a Spanish teacher. What if somebody had died? And then he says, that's on you. Eso hubiese sido culpa tuya. Right? That's on you. You can say it's your fault. We say, that's on you. Eso va a ser carga tuya, culpa tuya. Right? It's another succinct, forma más sucinta, más escueta de decir, it's your fault. Right? So he says, that's on you. If, what if somebody had died? That's on you. And what if you had died? ¿Y qué si hubieras muerto tú? Well, that's on me. Eso es culpa mía. And he says, I don't need that guilt on my conscience. No necesito esa culpabilidad, excuse me, en mi conciencia. Pronounce it with me, conscience. Conscience. Right? He said, no necesito esa culpabilidad en mi conciencia. I don't need that guilt on my conscience. Now, I know you know the word guilty, culpable. Well, easy then. Then we know that guilt is the noun, right? Always playing with words. Guilty, adjetivo, guilt, noun. Right? To blame, echar la culpa. Right? So you learn like words in sets. No? Aprendes palabras como en grupos, en clusters. Right? And he goes, I don't need that on my conscience. He goes, I'm going to need the suit back. Voy a necesitar que me devuelvas el traje. El traje de Spider-Man. Que se pronuncia Spider-Man. Correcto. So he goes, I'm going to need that suit back. And sure, Peter Parker is just, oh man, what? Are you serious? I was loving this thing. I mean, this is crazy. And Peter Parker says, for how long? ¿Para cuánto tiempo? Now, be careful with this one too, guys, because so many people say, how much time? We don't use it. It's just, bleh. How long? Cada vez que estamos hablando de duración de algo, de tiempo, meses, años, usually the question will be, how long? 28 days, how long were you there? 10 years, how long have you been living in Spain? O sea, que todos estos que son preguntas que no sean la hora, what time is it, 5 o'clock, well, when we're talking about a duration of time over there, well, of course, it's a common, just a little trick, right? So for how long? Y lo sabéis, también hablando de la música, de los Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sing it with me. How long will I sigh, or separate my sigh? I don't believe it's bad. Guys, go to YouTube and start your own karaoke at your house. You can find all these songs with the lyrics. But right there, the Chili Peppers teach us how long. Que es imprescindible saber esta estructura para how long does it last? ¿Cuánto dura? How long does it take? ¿Cuánto se tarda? How long were you there? ¿Cuánto tiempo estabas ahí? How long have you been working? How long have you been living? Presente perfecto continuo. So if you're not using how long, you're missing out on a lot of questions in English. How long, okay? So he goes, for how long? ¿Para cuánto tiempo? And Tony Stark says, because he's very Stark, he says, forever. Para siempre me vas a devolver el traje. And Peter Parker says, I'm nothing without the suit. Yo no soy nada sin ese traje. And of course, Tony Stark's like, that's precisely the problem. He says, if you're nothing without the suit, then you shouldn't have it. Entonces, no lo deberías tener. You shouldn't have it. So, very cool scene between Peter Parker and Tony Stark. And, really cool movie. I've seen it too. And, Spider-Man's not my favorite. I have to say my favorite superhero is Batman, without a doubt. But Spider-Man's cool. I like the fact that he's in New York. Está en Nueva York. I like that kind of stuff about Spider-Man. So, now, Robert Downey Jr., as you guys know, plays the role of Tony Stark. And this is his eighth time playing that role. And, guys, he's rolling in it. ¿Sabéis esta expresión? Robert Downey Jr. is rolling in it. To roll in it es regodeando en su dinero. Vamos, está forradísimo. He's rolling in it. Robert Downey Jr. And, there it is. It's Homecoming. Well, Spider-Man Homecoming. And as I said, guys, you can always learn some English dialogue. Look, my wife is always learning English with the things we watch on Netflix and on, what is it called? Movistar TV. And, guys, no excuses. You got everything in English these days. So make sure you are soaking in, right, soaking in that English and really, really not just looking at the words and saying, ah, eso es como se dice tal, pero también, ah, eso es como se pronuncia tal, right? And this way, you guys will become wonderful communicators, not just English speakers. Wonderful communicators, right? All right, guys. Well, let's solve this challenge. We've got a challenge on our app, Amigos on Instagram. If you're not, if you don't have our app, download it now. We're looking at this challenge. D-O-B. D-O-B. We looked at it yesterday. Esto lo vimos ayer. What does D-O-B stand for? ¿Qué significa D-O-B? The correct answer was D-O-B stands for date of birth, right? Date of birth is fecha de nacimiento, date of birth. All right, and you'll see this when you're filling out a form. Por ejemplo, if you guys want to go to the United States, you have to fill out a form for customs, for aduana, and it'll ask you D-O-B. And you know what D-O-B means? Well, now you do. Date of birth. All right, esto es tu fecha de nacimiento. Now, remember, in the United States, in England, they write it the same as in Spain. Exactamente igual. Right? Día, mes, año. In the United States, no. In the United States, we have to do it different. We're American. Yeehaw! Woo! We have to do it different. So we put the month first. We put January 12th, 19, whatever. Or 2000, whatever. Okay? So pay attention to that, because it's not the same if you're going to fill out a form in England as if you would fill out a form in the United States, right? Just because the date changes now. But again, many times that they'll let you know what format they want it in. Put an MM, like month, day, right? So, hey, you don't want to make mistakes on any of those official documents, you know? No entras en el país. You know, hey, this is Trump land. Esto es la tierra de Trump now, the United States. All right, well, folks, great job on today's Name That Movie. And, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Vamos a publi rapidísimo y volvemos con famous birthday trivia. Okay, stick around.
¡Sí, qué bien, por fin!
¿Pero qué te pasa? ¿Por qué estás tan contento?
Porque el 15 de septiembre Vaughan va a hacer una jornada de puertas abiertas.
¿Ah, sí? ¿Y eso?
Vas a poder ir a cualquiera de sus centros en España a conocerlos y encima te puedes llevar un pack especial para aprender inglés por solo $29.95.
Ah, pues sí que suena bien. ¿Y ese pack qué incluye?
El pack incluye los libros fundamentales del método Vaughan, el Translation Booklet, el Students Manual y el Vocabulary Booklet por solo $29.95.
Ya has oído. El 15 de septiembre a partir de las 17 horas, ven a conocernos a cualquiera de nuestros centros Vaughan y llévate este pack con los libros claves para aprender inglés por solo 29,95 euros.
Do you Vaughan?
Has sacado muy buena nota y eso te asegura entrar en la carrera que querías. Pero oye, escúchame, ¿qué te iba a decir? ¿Y el inglés? Luego lo vas a lamentar. No es que no tengas oportunidades, porque en Vaughan siempre encontraremos una solución para ti. ¿Pero de verdad vas a dejar pasarlo? Quiero presentarte el EMIP, o Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, un innovador programa de alto rendimiento para aprender inglés con nuestro exigente método de eficacia demostrada. ¿Por qué elegirnos? Porque llevamos más de 40 años formando a la mayor parte de los directivos de las mejores empresas de este país. Porque contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Y en el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan, solo imparten clase los mejores profesores. Si deseas más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
It's famous birthday trivia only on the show with no name. All right, I'm going to give you guys some clues, unas pistas, and I want you guys to tell me who these famous birthday boys and girls are. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Number one, she was born in 1401. Woo! 1401, that's a long time ago. right? 1401, 1401. All right, well, I'll tell you a little bit about her. Her, ya sabemos que es una chica, right? She was the queen consort. Now, you got to remember, as an American, I don't know too much about duques, infantas, and all. We don't know the whole monarchy thing, right? I mean, we studied Louis the 14th, Louis el 14th, you know, Ferdinand and Isabella. Eso sí, estudiamos Ferdinand and Isabella, the Catholic kings. But hasta ahí llegamos los americanos. Bueno, otra cosa es que te interesa y luego lo estudias. But, well, she was born in 1401. She was the queen consort of Aragon. You say Aragon. We say Aragon. And Naples. Naples, we say Naples. She was the spouse. Now, spouse is another way to say wife or husband. Right? Estos, if you guys, LGBT, right? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans. If you, you don't have to say my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my wife, my husband. You can say my spouse. De hecho, hablando de formularios, when you see, a form, no te van a decir wife or husband, spouse, spouse's name. O sea, S-P-O-U-S-E. Apréndetelo porque en documentos oficiales es lo que vas a ver. Spouse. Right? Lo mismo que siblings son hermanos o hermanas. Right? You can say brothers or sisters. You can say husbands and wives. But when we're talking official, we're talking about spouses and siblings. Siblings, hijos o hijas, spouse, la persona con quien estás casado, independientemente si es hombre, mujer, o ambos. Right? So, she was the spouse of Alfonso V of Aragon. See, this is where I get lost. What else? What can I tell you? She was also briefly es rápidamente, por un tiempo, she was also briefly the princess of Asturias. Kind of like, well, what's her name now? Leticia was the princess. She's the princess of Asturias, right? Sí, para que veas cuánto sé aquí. Cónyuge. Thank you, Ana Javier. Cónyuge is spouse. Great word, right? An official word, spouse. Right. This is what, so if you don't want to assume, do you have a husband? Do you have a wife? Do you have a spouse? Ahí ya no decimos si es hombre o mujer. Lo mismo, la gente se equivoca. Do you have any brothers? Nope. Pero no decías que tenías una hermana. Yeah, pero tú me has dicho si tengo hermanos. Masculino. No. I have siblings. I have brothers and sisters, but I don't have brothers. ¿Ves? Same thing with parents, fathers. So, you know, learn these words over here, guys. All right, so she was briefly the princess of Asturias. And if you don't know who she is now, you're never going to know. If you know your monarchy, then you're going to know. Number two, also born in Spain, born in 1580, a Spanish poet and politician. Now, this guy had a feud. La palabra feud es como una pelea, ¿no? Y lo bueno, esto es una nueva serie. This is a new series on TV now, which is great. Feud es enemistad, right? Una pelea. So he had a public feud, well, with many people. But the one he was most known for was his feud with Góngora. Now, if you don't know who it is now, you're never going to know. It was this, Barça Real Madrid, this guy in Góngora. That was the old clásico. All right, so that's number two. It's a metro stop. Es una parada de metro. O sea, tan importante era este señor. And last but not least, bueno, es plaza es todo, ¿no? Su nombre lo vemos por toda España. And last but not least, she was born in 1983. They tried to make her go to rehab, but she said no, no, no. And in the end, she tragically lost her life when she was very young. And that day, the world lost one of the greatest singer-songwriters, I think, that's walked this planet. I don't want to say in this decade, in this century. And very, very tragic death. But a lot of you guys know her from her song Rehab. My favorite song of hers is Back to Black. A beautiful song as well. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Those are today's three famous birthdays. If you know those people, you know who I'm talking about, let me know. Wow, you guys are fast. Qué rápidos. On Twitter, we've got some winners. Express, Miguit, and Jester. Number one, Maria of Castile, the Queen of Aragon. ¿Ves? No sé mucho de ella. Number two, I know about this guy, Francisco de Quevedo.
and number three, Amy Winehouse. All right, well, guys, we are out of time. Ya no tenemos tiempo para más hoy, but we'll be back tomorrow, folks. I promise. Bye-bye.